kind of close your eyes once in a while and hear that voice within yourself. This morning, we'd like to invite you to follow along in the bulletin. We are not going to be announcing things, so please be ready with the hymn book and so forth. At the end of the service, we are going to end with the traditional death knell, with the bell being tolled 33 times, once for each year of Jesus' life. After that, we'd like to invite you to stay in your seat as long as you would like to meditate and to pray. And when you would like to leave, if you could please do that quietly to allow others to meditate as they stay here. Let's take a moment to pray. We come today in quietness and in awe as we look at your incredible love for us. Thank you that you were willing to come to the cross so that we know that you are there to care for us, to walk with us in our darkness, to bring forgiveness. Today, we have come to meet you again. Help us to see ourselves as we read through the story and to see you and your incredible love.
In the cross, be mine. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked,
"Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?"
"Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.'"
So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said,
"Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me."
"Surely not I, Lord. Surely not I."
"The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it was written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born."
"Surely not I, Rabbi."
"You have said so."
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying,
"Take and eat. This is my body."
Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
"Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
Please turn in your insert to "Let Us Break Bread Together." Let's stand to sing all verses.
We distribute the wine and the bread today. I'd ask that you hold on that until everybody has been served, and then we'll eat and drink together. Now, as you just heard, on the night before Good Friday, the last time Jesus met with his disciples, he took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body, broken for you. And as often as you eat, you shall remember and proclaim until he comes again."
Three.
If anyone has been overlooked, will you please indicate? And take this bread and eat it, the body of Christ broken for you. After the meal, Jesus took the cup and he said, "Drink out of it, all of you." That included Judas too. "This is my blood shed for you. As we distribute the cups and as we will drink together, let us remember that it is done for us." Has everybody been served? This cup is a new covenant, sealed in Christ's blood, which was shed so that we may have forgiveness. Take and drink. Let us pray. Lord our God, we praise and worship you and adore you for the food we have received at this table. You have sent your Holy Spirit among us to make our eating and drinking here a memorial of our Lord Jesus Christ. May your Spirit help us tomorrow to make our living and working, our loving and doing and thinking, and a memorial to him. Amen.
This very night you will all fall away on account of me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will.
Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.
Even if I die with you, I will never disown you.
And all the other disciples said the same. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them,
Sit here while I go over there and pray.
He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them,
My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.
Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed,
My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will.
Then he returned to his disciples, and he found them sleeping.
Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
He went away a second time and prayed,
My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done.
When he came back, he again found them sleeping, because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them,
Are you still sleeping and resting?
Sometimes the load is heavy, and sometimes the road is long, and sometimes, Lord, this heart of mine is not so very strong, but Thy will be done, Lord, Thy will be done. Father, I do not ask you to take this cup from me.
Our Father.
feel you near me. I feel your guiding power and know you're standing by me through every passing hour. And thy will be done, Lord. Thy will be done.
Look, the hour is near. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer.
While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them.
The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him.
Going at once to Jesus, Judas said,
"Greetings, Rabbi."
And Judas kissed him.
"Friend, do what you came for."
Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. With that, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword, drew it out, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear.
"Put your sword back in its place, for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way? Am I leading a rebellion that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat in the temple courts teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all this has taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled."
Then all the disciples deserted him and fled.
Number 158 in your brown book, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Had arrested Jesus, took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance, right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against Jesus, so that they may put him to death. But they did not find any, though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and declared,
"This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'"
"Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?"
But Jesus remained silent.
I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God.
You have said so, but I say to all of you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.
He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Look, now you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?
He is worthy of death.
Then they spit in his face and struck him with their fists. Others slapped him and said,
Prophesy to us, Messiah. Who hit you?
Go to Dark Gethsemane, number 160, verse 1 and 2.
Was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. You also were with Jesus of Galilee, she said. Peter denied it before them all.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then he went out to the gateway, where another servant girl saw him, and said to the people there, This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. He denied it again, with an oath.
I don't know the man.
After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, Surely you are one of them. Your accent gives you away. Then he began to call down curses, and he swore to them.
I don't know the man.
Immediately a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people came to the decision to put Jesus to death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders.
I have sinned, for I have betrayed innocent blood.
What is that to us? That's your responsibility.
So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. The chief priests picked up the coins and said,
It is against the law to put this into the treasury, since it is blood money.
So they decided to use the money to buy the potter's field as a burial place for foreigners. That is why it has been called the field of blood to this day. Then what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price set on him by the people of Israel, and they used them to buy the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me.
Number 159, verse 1, 2, and 3, please stand.
Oh,
Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him,
Are you the king of the Jews?
You have said so.
When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him,
Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?
Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them,
Which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?
For he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I've suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed.
Which of the two do you want me to release to you?
Barabbas.
What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?
Crucify him.
Why? What crime has he committed?
Crucify him. Crucify him.
When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd.
I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility.
His blood is on us and on our children.
Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
Please sing Lonesome Valley in your insert.
Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand as a scepter. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him.
Hail, King of the Jews!
Then they spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine to drink, mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him.
This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
Number 164, verse 1 and 2. Were you there?
were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying,
"You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God."
He saved others, but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, "I am the Son of God."
In the same way, the rebels who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him. From noon until 3 PM, darkness came over all the land. About 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,"
which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink.
"Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him."
And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God."